Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Ralph Topham with Work-Life Connections, EAP.
Recently, my colleague, Margie Gale, was able to catch up with Dr. Dorothy Edwards as she was here on campus speaking and had a chance to talk with her about the Green Dot program.
I'm here with Dr. Dorothy Edwards, and I'm interested in your innovative program, Green Dots.
The Green Dot Violence Prevention Strategy is based on the notion that current rates of violence that are facing men, women, and children are not inevitable, that this is actually something that we can do something about. And the kind of the conceptualization, the picture I want people to pull to their mind is the picture of a map. And in this case, pull into their mind a picture of the map of Vanderbilt's community. And on this map, a single red dot represents one act of violence, sexual violence, partner violence, stalking violence, or one choice to tolerate, to allow that violence to happen. We know in most of these cases, in order for this act of violence to happen, actually two things have to be in place. We not only have to have someone that is committing the act of violence, but we have to have a group of bystanders or community that's willing to stand by and let it happen. If you pull this, again, this image of the map, and we've got this map covered with red dots, each that are these single acts of violence or choices to tolerate the violence. And a green dot is a single individual choice that someone can make in one moment in time to do something to reduce the likelihood that red dot's about to happen.
So what you're saying is you're developing an action plan for each person to be able to put their arms around the map of their community.
Absolutely. And the notion that no one has to do everything, but everyone has to do something. And if every one of us did one or two or three single teeny tiny green dots in our own little world, how quickly this map could turn from red to green. Because literally what we're trying to do is outnumber and displace the red dots. And what we know is no matter what kind of violence we're talking about, people who don't commit that violence far outnumber the people who do. And the only difference is most of us that don't commit the violence also don't do anything about it. So Green Dot is about mobilizing people. This doesn't have to take over their whole life. This doesn't have to become their sole mission. It's about, given the odds, given how many people that we care about are being hurt, would we be willing to do one green dot, two green dots? And specifically, this is about nurses or faculty or staff or doctors looking at their individual world. Like, no one has to take care of the whole Vanderbilt community. They're looking at their individual world, both personally, who are the people I come in contact with, my partner, my kids, my church, my bowling league, and professionally, in my capacity as a nurse, in my capacity as a faculty. Where are the opportunities that I might observe or notice potential red dots? And what are the green dots that I could do to respond? So maybe I'm a nurse, and obviously as a frontline responder, maybe what I noticed is a patient that comes in and has some, you know, unexplained bruises or scratches. And instead of kind of moving past that, stopping and inquiring and going, gosh, is this something we could do something about? Here's a referral or a resource. Maybe outside of the professional context, in a church group or bowling league, you notice a friend or a colleague who there's been a kind of a change in behavior. You're noticing, gosh, since they've been in this new relationship, they've withdrawn some and seem to be changing. And instead of the it's none of my business or what happens behind closed doors should stay there, we stop and we go, gosh, I've noticed this and I miss you and is anything wrong? It's taking those single individual moments and saying, what could I do to decrease the likelihood this thing is going to happen?
So if I am a person who could not come to hear you speak this afternoon mm-hmm. or tonight, but I might go to another resource like a website, mm-hmm. how would I take this innovative conceptual idea that also gives me a visual image and a cue that's going to remind me down to a strategy to empower me in my daily life? How would I go and look at something more after I listen to this?
Well, there's
today.
A couple of things. Vanderbilt itself has a great Green Dot website that they've just launched. It's vanderbilt.edu/green dots. Mm-hmm. And then there is the National Green Dot website that is www.livethegreendot.com. And in that website, there's lots of background information about the research, about how you can actually apply this, how you can actually take it into the world, as well as resources, posters or flyers you could put on your wall. Maybe you go through weeks and you actually never see a potential red dot. The second challenge is, what could you be doing during those times to let those around you know this is a value of yours, that people in the Vanderbilt community are expected to step up? So maybe it's about wearing a green dot pin so that people will stop and say, hey, what with this green dot? And you've got this 30 seconds to say, it's about doing my part to make sure this community is safer. Maybe it's putting a flyer on your office door, or brochures from the local domestic violence shelter in your waiting room. Maybe if you're a faculty, it's about giving an assignment that's on learning more about violence prevention. It's these single teeny moments that together add up to a culture change that is less tolerant of violence.
So you've just mentioned very specific action plans of wearing a wearing a green dot badge, going to the website, taking time, doing something. So in some similar way, this would take no more time than it takes me to brush my teeth in the morning.
You betcha.
It has to be part of my daily hygiene of taking care of the green dots of my community.
Exactly. It is, the manageability is a key. I know that the world is busy. Like, we all have families and jobs, and we're volunteering, and we're involved in church, et cetera, et cetera. This is about just the single teeny tiny moments, literally the 3 minutes it takes to put on a pin, to brush your teeth, the 30 seconds it takes to add a signature line to your email that says, check out this link to a local center, check out this link to the Green Dot site. Teeny tiny moments. There's an overwhelming feeling when we talk about something as big as violence. There's this feeling of, gosh, I'm one person. I can't possibly make a dent. But you know what? That's how any culture change happens. One person at a time does a teeny tiny thing, and it's the aggregate total that shifts it. This isn't like a disease like cancer, where we don't know what the cure is yet. We know the cure to this. The cure is a community that will say, in my line of vision, I will not tolerate this. This isn't about finding the cure. It's about persuading people to implement their part of the antidote. And if people are convinced this can happen, people will begin to do their green dots. And when that happens, Vanderbilt becomes a safer community.
Thank you, Dr. Dorothy Edwards. And you just talked about at least 5 action plans that we could weave a new fabric for our culture. Thank you so much today.
You're welcome. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu. That health and wellness is all one word. Thank you again.